Welcome to the People of Product Board podcast, a place where you can get a sneak peek into life at Product Board from the amazing people who make this company what it is. Making the right gear choices can often be overwhelming. Sometimes, no matter how many people you talk to, you still don't know what you're getting into. That's why we launched this podcast, to give you an edge and allow you to learn more about the ins and outs of our company before you decide to join our team. I'm your host, Denny Temras, and I'll be introducing you to some of the amazing people that make Product Board what it is. On this podcast, we share honest views and experiences about life at Product Board, the work we do, what excites us and inspires us. We talk about what makes us tick, the challenges we're thrilled to solve, the opportunities we're pursuing, and so much more. If you're eager to pursue your next career move, Product Board may just be the right fit. So buckle up, you're in for a wild ride. What is the glue of every company? If you ask different people, you may get different answers. But ultimately, they all lead to one common denominator: customers. Customers are the lifeblood of every successful business. In the subscription economy, where competition is high, the pressure is on to deliver value at every step, at every customer interaction. I'm meant to engage the right stakeholders, align with their goals, and you may have just set yourself up for a tough ride. That is why today we're talking about the role of customer success and its importance on the business with Taylor McGuire, customer success leader at Product Board. Taylor has dedicated his career to building and scaling startups while building great customer success teams. He's a data-driven guy, but if you ask him what he really enjoys about startups, you'll find out that more than anything, he loves the trial-by-fire bonds you get to build with a team when doing something hard together. And isn't this what startups are all about? Building something hard together? Outside of work, you'll likely find him outdoors hiking, surfing, or spending time with his family. In this episode, we talk about his sabbatical in South Africa and what he's learned through his travels, the role and importance of customer success. Spoiler alert, Taylor shares a fabulous definition of customer success that even your grandma would understand, so stick around for it. We dive into the key questions you need to answer to effectively scale CS organization and deliver value to your customers. Finally, we talk about the exciting opportunities for the CS team at Product Board as we continue to grow our team. So buckle up, this is going to be a fun ride. Taylor, welcome to the People of Product Board podcast. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks so much, Danielle. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're excited to have you here and also to have you on the team with Product Board. I know you've been on Product Board just for a few weeks now, so excited to hear about your first impressions.
Yeah, I mean, about 4 weeks in, and this is the second time I've joined a team at Series B. First impressions are extremely positive. First of all, very well set up to scale. Second of all the reasons I joined are being validated. So for example, really value collaborating with a team that is transparent and authentic and willing to ask tough questions and, you know, focus on using data to make decisions. And all of those things are real here now that I'm behind the curtain, which is really great. So yeah, overall, first impressions and getting to know and work with the team has been a great start.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I think it will be good to give our listeners a little bit of background about yourself. I know that just before joining, you were on a fantastic adventure. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you've been up to the past year?
Yeah. So I'm in the Great White North. I'm Canadian. And I guess as an individual, you call me family focused. I've got a big family, spent a lot of time with them. You know, I've been working in tech for the better part of a decade, building businesses and always in a revenue role, customer facing. So as you can imagine, high pressure, especially at growth companies. And so after my last challenge, I decided it was probably wise for me to take a step back and recharge. So the last year I basically spent traveling, and it was, of course, poorly timed with the pandemic. So I ended up in I toured a few different continents, and then I ended up in South Africa, where my partner was doing her master's of public health, visiting her and helping her get set up there. And she, then the pandemic hit. So we were in South Africa and just kind of had to make it work. So we were there for 10 months through the pandemic and basically spent that time outside enjoying the ocean and, spending time with each other. She was still in school. I was spending my time surfing and reading and hiking, which was a really good recharge. But of course, unique circumstance with the world kind of shutting down, being on a foreign continent. But luckily enough, I was with her and, I was fortunate enough to be in a situation that I wasn't under stress.
That's great. That's great. 10 months sounds like an incredible adventure. What have you learned about yourself during that time?
I think the number one is truly, and by my age, you should really know this, but truly how much I recharge spending time outside. For most of that 10 months, I was spending the majority of my days outside. And my energy levels soared. Obviously, lots of sunshine is great for your body. Lots of activity is great for your body. I was eating well. But I really, I taught myself how much energy I could really have if I invested in spending lots of time outside. So now it's Operation Integrate that lesson into my tech life. So making sure that mornings and evenings and weekends are spent outside with the fresh air, kind of recharging.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So I can imagine South Africa must be such an exciting country. What were some of the highlights of your trip? Or, when you talk about South Africa, I immediately think of Nelson Mandela and their fight for freedom. And, how is life in South Africa right now?
Yeah, I mean, it is a very complicated country. By far the most educational travel experience of my life. You've got a country that has been, colonized a number of times over the last few hundred years. There's been oppression since the 1600s. And so you've got a really melting pot of cultures, both from within the African continent and coming from the European continents, the Dutch and the English. And so all of that kind of mixed together makes for a very complicated story. So in summary, as someone that is an outsider, it was, to be honest, a lot of it was painful to see level of inequality, to see the remnants of oppressive society and how those kind of racial divisions still exist today, and a lot of that was really new to me and in your face relative to some of my life experiences. And so there's a lot of lessons to be learned. So I had the time to read Nelson Mandela's book Long Walk to Freedom, and I'm a fan of Trevor Noah. Read his book Born a Crime, to just get a firsthand experience of what it would have been like growing up in these societies and kind of paint the picture for me. Every group of cultures in South Africa has its own beauty, but they also have their own scars. And so that was kind of part of the learning. But I mean, that landscape is diverse. You've got deserts and oceans and multiple different biomes throughout the country. And I think that's also reflected in the culture. The culture and the people are as diverse as the landscape. And so for that reason, it's one of the most fascinating and eye-opening visits to another country in my entire life. But that doesn't come without its struggles, of course.
Totally, totally. 10 months is almost like moving, right? Or getting used to a new country, environment, people. So it's a complete readjustment.
Absolutely.
Great. So let's shift gears a little bit. So you mentioned this a little bit in your intro. As a revenue leader, you spend a lot of time working with high performance teams. There's been probably a lot of pressure that's been put on you. But more recently, you have spent quite a good amount of time building customer success teams. So can you tell me more about your path to customer success and what makes you excited about it?
Yeah. So, I mean, when I say revenue teams, I do mean customer success. Everything kind of post the customer deciding to join your company is kind of part of that revenue equation, whether you're the team winning their business or the team delivering value for them and helping keep their business. And so when I think about kind of customer success in that equation, it's a focus on delivering that promise. You know, marketing said, hey, we can help you with this problem, and sales walked you through how your problems can be solved by this company. But once you join, the team needs to deliver on helping you solve that problem. And if in the world of subscriptions, if we don't, you can just leave. And so I'm a big fan of helping to find not just customer this year, but a customer for life. And obviously that's ambitious, but if you can do the right things as a team between your product, your people, and your processes to help a company solve a problem, then they're not going anywhere because you can be directly embedded in how they work. And so you move from being like a vendor relationship to more of a partner relationship where you can help them make decisions about their business and guide some of their growth and in a sense grow together. And to me, that's a lot more interesting of a problem in terms of the revenue equation. I've played different parts of it, but being in the world of helping customers succeed with our software and solve a problem that they have is very rewarding. And it's also quite a riddle. So there's a lot of moving pieces to that. And I find that the kind of cross-functional skill set and that you need to succeed there has been really exciting for me, and both in as an individual on a customer success team and leading a customer success team. I think solving that problem as a group to help customers and then pulling in all the resources we have as a team, be that from our executives or product team or partnering with sales and in making sure we clearly understand and solve for their problems. It's all kind of an interesting game to play.
Totally. So I really like what you said about building a customer for life. And that's definitely the goal we should be striving for. Now, it is becoming increasingly difficult, right? With the competition, new companies that are coming into the market. So even if you do solve a problem, you always need to get so many people's buy-ins, especially the more upmarket you go. So can you talk a little bit more about some of the challenges that customer success team need to overcome to really embed themselves so strongly within the customer's organization to become that strategic partner? What needs to happen for you to have such a strong position?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big question. There's a lot of pieces to that puzzle. First of all is product market fit as a business, right? You have a product that solves a problem for the market. And let's assume you've gotten over that hurdle, which is like a very difficult problem to solve. And every tech company needs to kind of cross that chasm. It's evident here at Product Board that there is a good product market fit. You've got a group of individuals that have a problem at a company that we can help solve. And so helping like solve that takes different shape for different businesses. And that's one of the most nuanced part of customer success, especially as you go up market. You've got a larger business you're working with, like likely to have billions of dollars in revenue, thousands or tens of thousands of employees. So multiple divisions involved in how they operate and a whole slew of tools and tech that they use to run their business. And so to be successful working with those businesses, you have to invest in understanding how they work. So beyond just, you bought a tool to help you do something faster, you need to better understand who are the people behind their business, like who are the leaders of each division and what do they care about day to day and what do their directors care about day to day and what do their managers care about day to day, and be able to solve for each of those kind of personas. So crystallizing which personas you're solving those problems for, usually through a stakeholder mapping exercise, is really critical. So that's on the people side. The process side is, as it relates to your specific product, how do they work? Like how do things get done? What is the workflow from moving, in the case of product management, from customers' notes and feedback through to helping to understand exactly what that perhaps first order need is, not necessarily just what they said, but what they may need. And then distill that into a list of priorities. And then how do you as a team between, dozens or hundreds of people decide where to invest your resources on what to build next? And then once you do that, how do you share it with the broader organization? I mean, that's a big process and a lot of moving parts. And the only real way that you can help a company do their job better is to understand how they're doing their jobs today. And then mapping kind of where they are today to where they want to go and finding the right ways to measure that and kind of make those key design decisions for how they're going to get from A to B. And so that whole journey on the process side is obviously not simple. You have to have a team that knows the problem space really well, has exceptional communication skills and the curiosity to dig in and understand how another business works. And then the product needs to deliver on it, right? Once you've mapped that the people and the process, you need to make sure you have a product that supports from them getting from A to B, and that it's easy to use, and that it's the team's well trained and enabled to use it, and that you're not creating work for them. In fact, that you know you're reducing their workload by introducing another tool. And so there's kind of all these riddles, but it really boils down to people, process, and product to help map that organization's challenges to how you can solve them as a team.
Totally, totally. I really like the overview that you gave us, very holistic. So basically what you're showing is that customer success very much relies on partnership with many other teams, with product, with leadership, engineering, you name it, depending on what the situation requires it. Which kind of brings me really even just to a very basic definition of what customer success is. Like, while this has definitely taken off a lot in the SaaS space and definitely in many major tech hubs around the world, customer success is still a relatively new team. So building on top of what you already said, how would you describe customer success to someone who's never heard of it?
Yeah, this is always a fun one when my grandmother asks what I do. It's the starting point is like, does she understand the SaaS business or software as a service business? And let's assume that she doesn't. Often is the case, the person that asks what is customer success hasn't had any exposure to it. And I usually try to just keep it simple and explain that in software, it's a subscription model. So people will buy something and then renew every 3 months or 6 months or 12 months. And so usually there's one team that's focused on winning customers, that would be marketing and sales. And there's another team that's focused on keeping customers, and that's customer success. So we're the team that delivers on the promise and make sure that when you do buy, that you stay. And we want to make sure that you're successful or you enjoy using our services year over year, month over month.
I love this. I think this is one of the best definitions I've heard. Very simple, and I think the grandma would understand, or I hope. It made a lot of sense to me. It's great. It's great. So here are a few things I want to dive into. So being on the customer success team myself, which is something I really enjoy, I do believe that customer success is one of the key components, you know, that really contribute to the success of a company. Now, again, like building on top of what you already said with your definition of customer success, what would you say is the role of customer success at the whole company or at the company level?
Yeah, great question. I mean, the core of it is you are the agent, in a sense, for the customer. You're the champion for that customer. You're their voice internally. I'd argue that the customer is the glue, and we just happen to represent them as customer success. So, the customer is tying together. They're the ones that had a problem that we were lucky enough to build a solution for. And then there's a marketing team that's kind of drawn attention to that problem, and sales has helped to win their business and walk them through and help them buy. Our role is to help them grow with us and stay with us year over year. So they are customers for life instead of just customers for a year. And that whole kind of process is around the customer. So I'd say, yeah, that customer is the center of every business. That's why Product Board exists, to customer driven product management means you build the right products, the products that the customer wants. I call the customer success is just representing that needs of that customer, and that customer touches every single part of the business. So by nature, it's very cross-functional, and it's one of the reasons, you know, being in customer success, you get pulled in so many different directions, because in essence, the customer touches every part of the business. So if they want, you know, a change to a product or a change in their pricing model, or anything like that. You have to be the person to kind of make those things happen internally, and kind of be their voice. And that's probably why I love it so much. It's an honor to represent the most important person in the company, which is the customer.
That's great. Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better. So if somebody is interested in starting a customer success team in their company, what are some of the things they should think about first?
So, I mean, it depends on the stage of the company, the type of the company. Let's assume it's a software business that's subscription-based. You know, my previous CEO at the company I was at before, Paul Tashima, he was one of the early players in customer success at a company called Eloqua, which was pioneer of marketing innovation, competitor to Marketo. And they had to build customer success because they found that although customers may be buying the software, they weren't using it properly. And there's a lot of failure in their implementation. So it became very evident, we have to make our customers successful with this tool. And so I think that, like, I'm just telling that story because, you know, without customer success, your product is unlikely to be successful long-term in business to business, especially. So, I mean, there's an argument for, and Paul believed this, for customer success being hired before sales, because your product can be purchased without sales in a lot of scenarios, especially like in its early days. But once purchased, you need to learn from that. You need to learn how they're using it, where they're running into problems, and troubleshooting like how it fits in with their team's workflow. And all of that lends to perhaps customer success earlier in the life cycle. So if you're building a company, first of all, customer success is a philosophy. It's not one team's problem. It's the whole company's problem. And so I think that's perhaps where I would start, is just thinking about how do you solve your customers' problems and how does the whole team think about that? And then finding a team member, whether you hire an exec first or go and find a customer success manager to kind of partner with the CEO, you need to make sure that they are learning from that customer. And the early days, it's about finding bright spots. You're going to be putting out a lot of fires, don't get me wrong, but it's about finding bright spots. What is happening with how the customer uses the product that's working really well? And how do you double down on those things as you move towards finding that product market fit? The early days, the whole company needs to be focused around customer success, not just an individual, but that individual can very much help highlight and shine on those bright spots and help rally the team around them.
That's such a great point. Absolutely, yes. The whole company needs to be rallied behind this vision to be customer-centric and to listen to customer feedback. And not only existing customers, but also the prospects, right? Which is something we've mm-hmm. been discussing in the company, right? It's great to be customer focused, but it's even better to be really market focused, which really takes into consideration the needs of our potential customers, because otherwise, right, we won't be able to grow as fast or really to capture the true market that we can and serve the ones who need our help.
Yeah, great point. Market focused. I mean, yeah, if you're thinking about the customers of tomorrow there too.
Exactly. So
what problems, and there's also an element of like, what problems do they not know they have? And like, that's mm-hmm. part of the category creation, which in our case we're doing. Sometimes, you know, the way we work can be broken or inefficient and we just deal with it. And then one day a product shows up that solves for that we didn't even think we needed. And of course those are like game changing, industry changing products. But, you know, striving to be there, striving to be the innovative leader of the pack that's solving a market need, kind of ahead of the curve.
Exactly. I guess that's exactly what we're trying to do with product excellence, right? Building a new category in the market and helping product managers build products faster, more easily, help them align teams better. So many opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So I'm curious, so kind of shifting the gears a little bit more towards product board, you joined the company as a senior manager for the enterprise customer success team. So more in detail, what inspired you to join this team?
Yeah. So, I mean, I shared a little bit about, you know, spending the better part of a decade in building startups. And, you know, after my last challenge, which was early stage, kind of seed stage business, innovative, using AI to solve some problems for sales teams. About 2 years there, I decided to take a step back and recharge. And during that time, very much focused on my health and kind of my holistic view of like, how does work fit into my life? And I think that there were a couple of key takeaways personally, but on the professional side, it was clear that, first of all, I need to care about the problem. So it needs to be a customer struggling with something that I care about and I want to help them with, just naturally. And that's going to be foundational for helping get through the tough moments, is having kind of a, being able to feel their pain, like naturally empathizing is really helpful. Second is I need to be excited the team I'm collaborating with and the customers I'm collaborating with. So in this case, product board, I had a chance to meet with our leaders, Zach and John, Layla and Jill. And, you know, just speaking with those four through the interview process made it very clear that this is a team that I'd be excited to work with. I mean, they won me over. And that was validated by everyone else I met on the team, yourself included, Danny. And so, yeah, being excited about who I'm collaborating with, both internally and the customers. Like, are the customer personas that I'll be working with doing interesting things? And obviously being working with product teams, you're helping with innovation, which is obviously going to be exciting for many. I'd say I also was looking for a team that runs a business and makes decisions with data first. Not only data, of course, there's a qualitative element to everything, but data is the foundation, is really important to me. So those were a lot of the questions I was asking early is about the metrics and how they're being tracked and about how you're looking for bright spots as an organization, where there are opportunities. And the team won me over there. And then finally was the global team with global customers. So product board, well, it's a young company. It's already global. There's already customer base in both Europe, North America, and then a few in other areas of the world. And that speaks to both the aspirations of the team, but also the needs of the market, which is exciting. And then just personally, I love working with people from other cultures. So having a global customer base and team members from around the world is personally exciting for me because I get to work with and learn from people from around the world.
That's exciting. And thank you for giving us this framework of your decision-making, because that's also something that people can use when they are considering a new career switch. And this is also why we publish this podcast, right? To give our listeners a special edge when they're considering a potential move or they want to really get to know the company in and out, which is something so challenging. And you don't always get the insights during the interview process. You may need to do a lot of vectioning and really find out the truth about a specific company. So we hope that through this podcast, we can make things easier for the potential candidates that are considering product board as their new home or new family to join, new professional family, let's say, new team. Excellent. So now, following up on that, what do you see as the biggest opportunities for growth for the customer success team at Product Board, given the fact that we're a growing company, we have lots of ambitions, lots of great goals? What are some of the things that you're excited about?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that customers, there's times, and I've heard stories of this, that customers have shown up to kickoffs with us with their own slide decks. And I mean, that's a testament to like how valuable solving this problem is to them. And I think, like I mentioned earlier, that's just an honor to be in that position to bring a solution to a set of customers. In this case, it's product managers working out of spreadsheets and PowerPoint, and kind of you think of like the core of a software company, and like it's the customers and the product that solves problems for them. And if that product isn't, or the people that are in charge of that product, the product managers, don't have the right tools, like they're just using hacked together spreadsheets and like high effort PowerPoint presentations to share roadmaps, and obviously there's a problem. So, I mean, just in terms of the market opportunity, that's really exciting. But I see, like you see, as we get closer with our customers, you can see that there's a lot of need for kind of guidance and thought leadership and direction, and kind of a software that they can use that drives their process as they kind of mature and move toward product management maturity. And that is a big opportunity to help teams kind of set their foundation properly as they scale, or if they are scaled, if they're an enterprise business, help them start to correct the processes they have and improve them and have a product that supports that. So I see us as on the customer success side as a partner in innovation. And, you know, I read this the other day. I thought it was funny. Our customers are the protagonists and we are the guides, rather than the other way around. And the example was, think of the customer as Harry Potter while we strive to be Dumbledore.
I like that. That's a good metaphor. Yeah. And we can always have some more Harry Potter metaphors as well. I'm a big fan. So that's a good one. Now, I really like it that you continue to bring in the customer to the forefront, and it's so important. You know, sometimes these things can get blurry, and it's important to be very clear about that, right? It's as the customer, we're the ones representing the voice of a customer. And we can advocate very strongly, right? But it's driven based on the customer's needs, the potential growth opportunities or business opportunities that we see. But yes, it's the customer that's at the center.
Yeah. Easier said than done, of course.
totally, yes. So here's what I'm kind of thinking about. So as product board grows and we also grow in the number of customers, right? There are also increasing demands and needs for our customer success team. So what does the future for customer success team looks like at product board?
So from my vantage point, the team is very well set up to scale. Series B at this stage is quite sophisticated on the customer success side. You've got good leadership, experienced leadership, good systems. You have not only like well trained and like strong independent team, but a team that knows how to collaborate well, both within their parts of the organization and externally, which is key. Kind of being that voice of the customer outside of our customer success bubble. And so, with that said, I mean, from the whole customer journey is mapped today by tier. It's very buyer focused, so it's about like what's going on in their world with them, as you know, them as the protagonist in this example. And I think that's very well set up to succeed in the near term. There's the right set of assets. Those assets are aligned with kind of the value framework that sales and marketing are using to make to go to market. So the customer's hearing the same thing with every team they're engaging with, which is critical. There's a foundation of data. We're doing a good job of both segmenting and tracking success within different segments of our market customer base. We bring customers to the forefront. Like my first all hands meeting, our SVP Zach was interviewing two customers and users of product board in front of the whole company. And so I think like that, the fact that customer success is embedded in as not only a strong team, but as a culture of all of product board, given that it is a customer driven product management system, I think we're in a really good place and very exciting as we go up market. We're now scaling up to bring on more of the biggest businesses. Today we have, for example, Disney Plus and Zendesk as customers, but there's only going to be more of these big innovative businesses joining us. And so the opportunity for customer success, especially in the enterprise, is to start to have a thought leadership approach and consultative approach to how we work with them and help them innovate. And that's not an easy problem to solve when you've got, you know, dozens and dozens of product managers and hundreds, if not thousands, of engineers behind a product. And so being in a position to have the expertise and consult with them to make those decisions is really our opportunity. And it's something that involves everything from the first interaction they have with product board, from our marketing team or our sales team, through to when our solution architects work with them on setting up their implementation according to kind of what their product management process looks like. And then success, establishing what it is they're looking to accomplish and what success looks like for them in the next 6-12 months with us, and setting that North Star with the customer to help change how they work. And that change management is not easy and it doesn't happen overnight, but I think Product Board set up to be that partner to help these companies innovate and make the change towards customer-driven product management.
Fantastic. Yes, that's definitely exciting. And it's exciting to be on the team that makes this happen. So if somebody listens to this and feels, wow, this is so amazing, I'd love to be part of this team. So what are some of the opportunities for somebody outside of Product Board who is potentially considering career change and would like to consider customer success?
Yeah, we are growing, and we have about 3 openings on our team, Danny and I's team specifically, on the enterprise side of customer success. But I mean, we also have 46 other roles open at Product Board. We're scaling quickly. So I'm sure you can find what interests you. But if customer success was where you wanted to chat with us, I mean, my advice would be A, look at the website and get a feel for it. Like, who is this company? What do they care about? Do I like the way their website is designed? Are they talking about things that resonate with me? And if the answer is yes to all that, then get in touch. You can reach us both, Danny or I, on LinkedIn, and we'd be happy to connect for a quick conversation to see kind of what you're looking for next and whether this would make sense. We're looking for builders, so team members that have kind of been through customer success motion and are experts and bring some product management knowledge and know how to drive change in the enterprise. And if you have that mix of skills and experience and would like to learn if Product Board makes sense, Danny and I would love to chat with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're listening to this and are interested, go to our website, careers.productboard.com, to check out our open roles. We'd love to hear from you. Great. Excellent. So I feel like we covered so much today and dove into so many interesting topics on customer success. Taylor, is there anything you'd like to share with us that you haven't shared yet and would be important to mention?
I've shared a lot. Thanks, Danny. good start. This is week 4 at Product Board, and I'm opening up. No, it's great. And I think this is probably the fact that I feel comfortable doing this is a big testament to the culture here, to the team looking to bring on people that are willing to be open and transparent and authentic. And that's where we do our best work. In my experience, the teams that can be who they are with each other are the teams that can work really well together and find their groove. So I'm seeing that both between team members, but also with us and our customers. And I can say from every conversation I've been part of, Danny's customers love her. And it's because she is bringing both an approach to solve a problem, but also bringing herself to that part of the equation. I think if that's something that resonates with you, we definitely love to chat. And I can be honest when I say this is my fourth startup team, and I am blown away and excited. And this is absolutely the kind of opportunity I'm pitching to my family and friends to join, which speaks volumes, because I wouldn't be looking to bring on someone that close to me unless I really thought it was a special place to work. I'd say I'm excited to be here, and thanks for taking the time, Danny, to pick my brain. This has been fun.
Thank you for your time. This was outstanding. I enjoyed it so much. And yes, the doors are open. Please do reach out to us. You heard it. If you have more questions, we'd be happy to answer them, and you know where to find us.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you for spending some time with us and learning more about what we do. If you enjoyed this episode and liked what you heard, here's some good news. We are hiring. Go check out our careers page and reach out to our team. We're hiring globally across multiple regions in Europe, US, and Canada. And the best part? We are remote friendly. One more thing before you go. If you learned something new today, please share this episode with a friend who could benefit from it, and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your shows. This will greatly help us spread the word and help others find the show more easily. Finally, give us a follow on LinkedIn and Twitter to stay plugged into the latest news about Product Board. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for your time. We'll be back in a few weeks.